This is Sundays with Bishop Ken. Thanks for sharing some quiet time with the Lord. Today on Sundays with Bishop Ken, our guest, Father Pete Gaspeny from Holy Spirit Parish in Shields, shares today's gospel reading with us, followed by one of Bishop Ken's homilies.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day, and through it all the seed would sprout and grow. He knows not how. Of its own accord the land yields fruit, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed that, when it is sown in the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord. I recently read about an influential man named David Sarnoff. Probably no one has heard of David Sarnoff, but he was responsible for radio in homes and for the first television broadcast. When radio was invented, it was just for ships. No one ever thought that we should have radios in our homes or that they could play music or sports broadcasts. David Sarnoff had the pioneering idea to do that, and to have the first television broadcast ever. Like so many immigrants who came to the United States in the early 20th century, David Sarnoff was an immigrant. He came from Europe as a child. He didn't speak English, and he made a living delivering newspapers. David later learned Morse code and worked in New York at a company that listened to transmissions of Morse code over a machine. He was listening when the message came over the machine that the Titanic had hit an iceberg. He stayed there, tracking the code for 70 hours, so that his country could learn about the Titanic, simply because he was there and had learned Morse code. From that experience, he realized people should have this technology in their homes, and so the idea was born. This gospel is about telling us, look, just do the little things well. That's all I'm asking anyone to do. Just do the little things well, like the tiny mustard seed. You put the grain in the field and God makes it grow. That doesn't necessarily mean you'll be rich and famous or do something that gets the attention of the world. But in God's eyes, we don't need to do more. Doing the little things well is all God asks of us. The good news about that is that you can do it. You probably can't change the world. You probably can't do all the things you would like to do. But Jesus says, this is what I'm asking you to do. You plant a seed, and that seed, maybe even after you die, will grow and become something wonderful. You know not how, because it's God who gives the growth. So yes, I do bring you good news today. Each of us is gifted by God with specific talents. Maybe someone here will be famous someday, but I doubt that most of us will. It's like David Sarnoff, who learned Morse code and brought news of the Titanic to the nation. And if I do the little things well, that's greatness. It's like the mustard seed, a tiny seed that becomes a great plant. That's good news.
Thanks for joining us today. If you like this week's reflection, subscribe to listen to this podcast and daily reflections during Advent, Christmas, Lent, and Easter. You can download the Little Books app from the Apple App Store or Google Play. It's a great way to prepare your hearts and minds for each liturgical season. Your subscription will include all three books, plus the Sundays with Bishop Ken podcast episodes, text and audio in English and Spanish. And it helps us to continue to bring you these audio reflections. You can also make a donation to this podcast. And of course, why not tell a friend about this podcast? Sundays with Bishop Ken is produced by Little Books of the Diocese of Saginaw. For more about Little Books and great resources for the whole family, visit littlebooks.org.